All right, good morning. So we're on Samach Vav Bava Metzia, starting off at the bottom of Samach Hay. I just want to just clarify one thing from the Mishnah yesterday. If you look at the Mishnah, we said, Machalo tasadi v'natan lo miktsat damim. V'amaro emata shetirtze havei ma'ot v'tolet shelcha asur. But we said in the Mishnah we had two examples. One was a sale, one was a rental, right? So with the sale, you sell the guy a field, and he gives you a bit of the money. And then you say to him as the buyer, you know what, when you got the balance, if you want the balance of the money, right, he says, Amatasha Tirtze, bring the money and take it back. And we can undo the deal. I'm happy to give you back the money. If you got the, I'm buying from you, I'm giving you the money. When you've got the money, you want, you give it back to me and we can undo the sale. Right? He said, it's Asur. Why is it Asur? Because we've got a problem over here. If, in the meantime, the seller eats the fruit, so what's going to happen when you come, if you make the balance of the payment now and you carry on the deal, it turns out that he was eating your fruits and it really was your field and it's interest because you hadn't yet paid the whole amount of money. If he was getting the benefits of the field on account of the money outstanding, right? That I think was easy to understand. The other side of the equation is if he brings back the money and he doesn't decide to go through with the deal and pay the balance, right? And then he undoes the deal. He, in other words, he refunds you the amount that you paid and he redeems his field back, right? So now what do we say? If the buyer in the meantime was eating the fruits, there was a problem. That's why we said asur, that neither the buyer or the seller could eat. Why was it asur for the buyer to eat the fruits? So I'll be honest with you, the whole day yesterday it troubled me and I wasn't 100% sure exactly, but it's in the Rashi. If you look in the Diduk in the Rashi, Rashi explains. Go to that Rashi there on Asur.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the narrow lines. No, other way around. Exactly. No, but that's the whole problem. But where's the problem here? Rashi explains the problem. It's brilliant. It's in the Rashi. Look over here. Look at the Rashi there. It says Asur, go all the way down. Right, the halachi might it, can you understand? The halo it, who might. So now, what happens is, the nimtza shelo ita sare kenuyelo. The halachi might it, kani me achshav amale. The halo it, who ma'ot harishonot. So now, what happens is, he doesn't bring you the balance of the money, and he comes, doesn't pay now. The buyer doesn't. What's going on over here? I buy from you a field, and I say to you, I'm going to give you half the money. You say, no problem. You owe me the balance. If you want, you can pay the balance. If you don't want, bring me back the money. Give me back my money and take back your field, right? Mm-hmm. So he decides not to go ahead with the deal now. Okay. And the buyer gets his money back. Now, if the buyer had been eating the fruits in the meantime, when the buyer gets his money back and he undoes the deal, it's as if the buyer now had been lending the seller money.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So the fruits that he was eating is now ribbit that he was earning. Yeah. The Rashi says it in the Rashi. Look here. V'halo aiti uma'ot harishonot. The original money is kamil v'ba'alma hayu etchel mocher. They were alone now to the seller. V'ze achal perot b'scharo. And the buyer now, so to speak, the buyer who actually was the lender, he was eating the fruits as the buyer. That now when he gets his money back, he got it back with the fruits. He got the interest. Okay, that was a point I missed that yesterday, that Rashi. It's a diuk, a proper diuk. And that explains everything. Now we understand why it's asur in both directions. Because either way you look at it, one of them is going to be getting interest. If the buyer does pay the money, so the seller was eating the fruit, he was getting interest because the money hadn't arrived yet. If the buyer doesn't take up the balance, he repays the money, he was eating the fruit, he was getting interest in the money he had outstanding. Okay, that was worthwhile, Rashi. I actually read that diuk on that website online. He pointed out that Rashi. Okay. Alright, Hu Gavra. Now we're up to at the bottom of Samachayamud Bet. Hu Gavra de Zabin the Ari Lechavre. Right? Shelob Achrayut. Remember, he sells land without Achrayut. What does it mean without Achrayut? If somebody comes and Toref, it's tough luck. There are no guarantees in this land, right? Now, we saw, by the way, that we have learned the halacha before that Shmuel says there's no such thing as a karka that achrayut. It was a ta'ut sofer, remember? There's no such thing. You don't sell land. Who's going to buy land that achrayut? Right? Anyhow, he sells that achrayut. So now, chaziyeh, the havaka atziv. See, the guy's very sad. What are you so sad for? He says, what am I so sad? He says, I'm sad because if I'm buying the land without a chrayut, and tomorrow I can wake up and find that your noshim will come and take my land away. That's why I'm sad. So he says to him like this. So he answers him. He says, I tarfu la minach. If somebody should, chas b'shalom, right, come and toref this land, take it away from you, don't worry. Magvinelach shufra shibcha upiri. You will get back the best. Look at Rashi there, the bottom there. Magvina shufra shibcha upiri. I will not only repay you the land, but I will give it to you mi'idit shebenechasaya falach, from the best. Remember idit, banit, and ziburit? Remember, yeah, idit is the best. Mm-hmm. Banit is not so bad, and ziburit is the worst. You're right. Right. I will pay you back for my edit. And not only will I pay you back for the value of the land, but Rashi says the afeta shevach shetashbiach, even any improvements you made in the land, vaha perot, and even the fruits. Don't you worry.
Sounds like a
chrayut. But there's only one little difference. Now, it's not written. Right? He says it to you. Says it. Right? So Amar Ameimar says all of this is Pitume mili. This is just a milim. He says this is pitume milim. Right? Ba'almo. Pitume mili ba'almo. Look at Rashi there. Ein eilu ele divrei tanchumin. These are words of consolation. Ba'almo le patem et libo. To console his heart.
It's not
buying at all. It's stroking, he's comforting him, he's giving a pat on the back saying, don't worry, everything will be all right. Trust me. Right? So time am I. Right? So he says to him, what's going on here? Why is this mama? Came into Lokeach. So he says, you know why? I'll be honest with you, this little part of the Gemara now is like a bit, you need lots of Rashi and a lot of creativity to understand how this whole Dusiach here takes place. So he says to him, time am I, why are you telling me this is Petume Mileva Alma? Why? Kevin de Lokeach Bailat Nuyeva Ha Mocher Kematni. You tell me why? Because we saw before yesterday, we saw yesterday's daf. Look at the end of the last sugya. We said they're safer to amalei midate. Why did we say that yesterday it was okay when the buyer said, don't worry, I'll give back your money if you want? Because we said there it was up to him. It was midato, remember? He could decide. There was no... Rashi said, you can't come and claim for me. Rashi said, ay mit vanamina, you can't. Velo shetit ba'eni bedin. Hilchach mutar. De'ina mi'ichaza ve'kibu ma'otav ad achshav ashlo. Because Rashi said, basically, and he could do a new deal. I could sell you back the land. But if the buyer is making the offer, so the buyer, it's up to, and it's at his discretion, and there's no claim against him, so there's no real agreement over here. The buyer can say, you know what, I'm a nice guy. If you want, come talk to me, and if I want, I'll give you the money back. And if you give me the money back, it's basically just a sale and a buyback. There's no problem here, any interest, no problem, any conditions, nothing whatsoever. So he says over here, So Rashi says to Ameimar, your problem, why is it Petume Mileva Alma, is because who's the one who made this statement over here? The seller. Mm-hmm. If the buyer had done it, you would think it was okay, right? Kevin de Lokeach by Bnei, Vahach Moche Kematni. So he says, and here it's the Moche. That's why you think it's a problem. So Amarta Petume Mileva Alma, that's why you're saying that this is Petume Mileva, because once the seller's doing it, the seller can't make this. We saw this Asur. If the seller makes the conditions, it's okay if the buyer makes it. Ela Matnita, Diktani Lekeshulach Ma'ot Achzirlach. There it was Mutar. There it says, Diktani Lekeshulach Ma'ot Achzirlach. The buyer was talking. Mutar, why was it okay there? Because really the seller should be making the condition. But the seller didn't make the condition, right? And who did make the condition? Okay? So that's why it seems there it was okay. That's why you're telling me here it's only between Mileva Alma, right? But I'm reading on that. And I'm saying to you, Mashna Horatio, Mashna Sefer, right? And we asked the question yesterday when we saw there was okay for the buyer to make the condition. Why was it okay when the buyer did it in the sefer and not okay when the seller did it in the reisha? Right? V'amarabba sefer damalemi date. And that's why we explained, because the whole thing was, I'm repeating myself a lot now, right? Just to try and make the point. Right? Why? Damalemi date. Because he said it by himself. And what do we learn from the fact that he said it, that the buyer said it at his own discretion? Hello? Amalemi date. If he hadn't said it Eddie's own, they've always been binding. Lo amrina putabili ba'amuhu. Then you wouldn't have, in other words, if there the buyer was the one who said it at his discretion, you said it was okay. So, and that's why you're telling me now that when the seller says it, it's putabili ba'alma. If the buyer hadn't said midate, and then you would have said, then you wouldn't have said that when the seller says it, it's putabili ba'alma. Okay, you with me? Sort of. Right? Why are you saying that when the seller says it, it's pitum amila ba'alma? Because we saw that when the buyer said it yesterday, it was mutar. So in other words, we see that when it comes from the buyer, it's okay. When the seller said it, it's got no value whatsoever. So that's why you're telling me that the seller's telling it. It means it's really nothing. It's just not stroking, yeah. Right? So amale na'ase keman damale midate itmar. Why don't we say that the seller, even though the seller is saying what he's saying it from him, therefore, it'll be up to him. He's not making a promise. He's just telling us that if he wants to, he will repay him, but there's no real commitment. And then we should be okay. If we said the whole reason why when the buyer says it, yes, that's okay, because the buyer is making it, there's no condition over here. So let's say that this seller is like that buyer, and the seller is just telling us that there's no guarantee, but it's at my discretion, and then it should be okay. Right? That's, I think, it seemed to me, this malach. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't a pashut, but I think that's how it goes. You got anything to add there, Michael?
No.
Okay. All right. So, who shchiv? So basically, what comes out of the, what really, let's answer ourselves a question. What really comes out of that, right? What comes out of that really is that it's not necessarily pitum mili ba'alma, but it's not a binding. If the guy says it to you, it's not in writing, it's still got a chrayut, then don't bank on it. I think that's really the bottom line. If anybody's got anything to add, I'm be more than happy. All right. Ahu Gavra. We've got a story over here now. Ahu Shchiv Mera. Right? Now, the Katev Legita Ledvitu. Right? He wrote to get to his wife. Now, we know, when you write to get to your wife with a Shchiv Mera, right, you can write it al tonight. I mean, we could say, if I die, then it's from Miachshav. Mm-hmm. He never put that, this guy never wrote that condition. Okay. Right? This guy, look at Rashi. Kind of like get it vitu. She lot is a kekli. Why did he give her a get? That she wouldn't have to do yibum, right? About below katavla al tnai imeti. He never wrote on time. He gave her a get. So now he gave her a get. She's divorced. Yeah. So now look what happens. After he gave her the get, he started to realize it. Okay, right, okay. So now, the guy got better. And suddenly he's panicking. Because he realizes what the story here is that he's divorced. So Amralei, so she says to him, Amayka midnachad, what are you so upset about? Iki amta, if you're going to stick around, don't worry, didach ana, I'm yours. Right, so now Amarav Zvida, pitum emile ba'amu, that's just stuff. There's a divorce. What do you mean, I'm yours? I'm yours, I'm divorced. Can do what I want when I'm yours. Right. Because at the end of the day, we know that a get is al korcha. You can divorce a woman against the will. You don't need will here for a divorce. You gave her a divorce, she's divorced. She can't marry him. He has to remarry her. So the fact that she said to him, don't worry, I'm around, my darling, unless he says to her, I rat mekudesh li again, right, they're divorced. When divorced is divorced, is divorced. So I'm going to have a midif to the Ravina, right? Ve'i lav petume mili mai. Right, and so now you, what are you going to say? And how would it be? He loved to Emily. So now there's Pitum Emily. Good Rashi there. What is she really? It wasn't nonsense, yeah. She mamish intended. This was I think the question, really, the underlying question here is, can she ignore the get? If she's got real, proper, deep, rooted intentions here, right? So the Gemara says, he says like this.
Did he give him
of course, he gave her the get. You say because it's the katav. Yeah, but it's implicitly in the Gemara that she gave her the get, right? Good question, but I think he gave the get. Right? Now, because Steve says, the Gemara says katavla. He only wrote the get. But katavla means that he gave her the get. V'i lapto v'i lasa bedida kaima lemishdei tana begita. What? Has she got any bedida? There's no tnaim. If she can't make tnaim here, begita, right? Look at Rashi. This is bitmia. I get en midat aish. Look at Rashi. It's the dat of the issue that decides the get. V'tzarich lamoshola al tnaim. He would have had to give it to her on conditions. V'im lo hitna b'shat netin et tnaim shela en uklum. If he never made the tnaim when he gave it, it's too late. V'afilu amra kodem lechein. Right? And even if she had said to him before he gave her the get, don't worry, my darling, if you live, I'm yours. Doesn't matter. He's the one that got to make the tonight, not her. Wouldn't have helped. It's different to money. Money, the two parties, you know, can make commitments. Yeah, when it comes to get, it's pashut. The man gives the get, the man gives the t'nai. Once she's got the get without a t'nai, no matter what she said, is she can't receive a get on t'nai. Mm-hmm. I think that's the understanding over here. Right, Robert's not relaxed. What? So she can't. But did they kaimele mishday tanai begita? But did they kaimele mishday tanai? Right? He's the one that makes the conditions of the tanai. He, of course, vaday. When he gives the kid, he could. But that's the whole problem. He didn't do it. Right? So mahu. So now the like, mahu. What would we have thought? What's really going on here? What's the havam in here? Yeah? Who gufe adate didake gamir v'yayv gita? We could have thought that maybe when she says this, that was the basis that he gave her the get. That was really the inherent t'nai over here. Kamash melan doesn't help. Never made a t'nai. Bottom line, okay. Hilvahu al sadehu. Now we go back to the second case in the Mishnah, right? We had yesterday, we had two cases in the Mishnah. Mecher, right? Mecher and sadeh. Right, just by the way, interesting to point out another thing that I read, yeah? We said, yeah, mecher, right? The mecher, we had two examples in the Mishnah. Was machar kasadeh v'tenem mitzadeh v'maru ematash chitzah v'amot v'tenem shvich asur. In other words, on the other hand, hilvahu al sadehu, if he lent him money, v'amaru said to him, imatano ten li mikan v'ad shalosh shalim arehi sheli. Right? Right? If you don't repay me the money within 3 years and this field is mine, arehi shelo, it becomes his. Okay? Remember? We saw that. Okay, that's up to yesterday. Yeah. Right, so Hilvahu Asadehu Amrav Huna Beshat Matan Ma'ot Kana Hakol. Look at Rashi, Beshat Matan Ma'ot. Beshat Matan, at the time of giving the money, Hetna Al Menatken. That's when he made the condition. On the basis of that, Kone Hakol. Im Lachar Matan Ma'ot Hetna Emet Vav Klum. In other words, in order for this to take place, this condition, he says to me, yeah, here's your loan. I'm giving you this money, and the ground of yours is Meshubadli. If in the next 3 months you don't pay it back, this is my land, right? That t'nai had to be made at the time of giving the money. If he gave him a loan, and then the 3 days later he says, comes back to him and says to him, listen, if you don't pay me back in 3 years, if it feels mine, that means nothing. It doesn't help us. It has to be at the time. T'nai is, the giving of the money has to be conditioned upon those terms. So Amar Rav Huna, b'sha'at matan ma'ot kana hakol. La'achar matan ma'ot, says Rav Huna, lo kana ela k'neged ma'otav. Okay, in other words, later on he could get, what's the assumption, yeah? The assumption at the moment is the field's worth more than the loan, right? Otherwise you wouldn't use the loan as a collateral. Mm. Right, today you get like 50, 60% mortgages. That's the idea, that the land is worth 50%, at least double what you're giving. Mm. So here, when he says, I'm giving the loan in 3 years' time, you haven't paid me back, I'm getting your land, he's getting the land at half the price, or at a big discount, because he gave a lot less. So Rav Huna says that benefit of getting the whole land is only if you make the condition at the time. If you don't make the condition at the time, but you make it later on, then you can only buy the land up to the value of your loan. Mm-hmm. Then there's no benefit. Look, Rashi adds in a little, Rashi sticks in a little bit of a diuk over here. Rashi says, b'sha'at matan ma'ot, right, hetna menat ken koneako, v'im la'achar matan ma'ot hetna em bedvarim klum, right, there's not, but Rav Huna says, b'sha'at matan ma'ot koneako, la'achar matan ma'ot lo kane ele keneged ma'otav. So it's a little bit different, right? V'im la'achar matan ma'ot hetna em bedvarim klum. Rav Nachman amar, afilu la'achar matan ma'ot koneako. Nachman says no. Nachman says it makes no difference when you made the condition. You gave him a loan, and then you made a condition during the loan. In other words, so long as he hasn't repaid you, and you make that condition, he has to everything. He buys the whole field. The money that he gave for the loan. All right. So Avi Rav Nachman, what?
You're saying Rav Nachman says that he comes a few days later and says, by the way, that land that the money I lent you,
yeah,
you don't
pay back. That's Rav Nachman. Look here, we'll see in a second now. 1 second. I know that's troubling. Even Rav Nachman, you'll see here. So Avid, so the Gemara brings a case. Right? Avid Rav Nachman uv de gaber esh galuta kishmate. He obviously came in front of a Beit Din where esh galuta was sitting on that bench, and Rav Nachman was there, and Rav Nachman paskin alocha exactly the coin to where he explained. Obviously, he forced the guy to give up his whole field for a deal where he only made the t'nai after he had given him the money. So then, when this story came before Rav Yehuda, Right, Rav Yudah's Beit Din. Kare Rav Yudah l'shtare. Rav Yudah says, what nonsense. He tore up the star. He says, go. No, it doesn't happen. So Amar Eresh Galuta. Eresh Galuta says to Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda kara l'shtarcha. Right, Rav Yudah tore up your star. He obviously heard about it. He says, you know, Rav Nachman, just you should know that you made a document there. You gave the guy an instruction that he can take the land. Rav Yudah heard about it. He tore it up. So look at this. Amar le. Looks like Rav Nachman says to Resh Galuta, Dardika kare. It's not a dardika. Remember, we've seen this word dardika before, right? Look at Likute Rashi there. Rashi's got it. Look at Rashi. Likute Rashi first. Dardika says a bachur shelo higil zvara. In other words, a youngster who doesn't really know what's going on yet. Right? That's a dardika. So Rav Nachman says to Resh Galuta, what, dardika kare? Look at Rashi. Rashi says there, bitmia. Right? Gavri rabbi kare. I'm not insulted. That's a good one to write down, actually. So I'm going to insult if a hero tore it up. If a young kid, you know, a guy fresh out of yeshiva had tore it up, I would have said this guy, but this is Rav Yudah. It's a Gavri rabbi kare, right? Kol ad lo adam gadol hu lo krob lo ta. Okay. Gavri rabbi kare. So Chazer bei Taima, he obviously saw a reason. He had a reason for kare. So the first man, Ikad Amri here in the Gemara, it seems Rav Nachman's quite at peace on this, right? There's another Ikad Amri. Ikad Amri Amarle, Dardaka Kare. Right? He says, whoa, this kid's tearing up my stuff. He calls Rav Yehuda Dardaki. That's the second Ikad Amri, right? Because he says like this, Dekule Almele Gabe Didi Bedina Dardakuninu. Anybody when it comes to Dine, in other words, Rav Nachman obviously considered himself to be an expert in this field. Anybody who stands in front of me is a Dardaki, no matter who he is, even if he's Rav Yehuda.
I feel Rav Yehuda,
right. Totally right. So, but anyhow, the bottom line is Hadar. Right? Rav Nachman took this to heed and he went back on his story. Hadar. Amar Rav Nachman, afilu b'shat matan ma'ot, lo kanav lo kanav. He went to the other extreme now. So he said, not only is it no longer that if he gives the money after the makes the condition after the money, he can get everything, but even if he gives the condition at the time of the money, he can't get anything. Right? He went all the way back.
Right? You sell us what
tnai kaze. Can't make a tnai like that, according to Rav Nachman. Right? Lo kanav lo klum. So now we've got a kasha here on Rav Nachman. Aitivei Rav el Rav Nachman, im ata noten li mikan vad shalosh shanim, are you sheli? We've got a mefurish Mishnah. So how can Rav Nachman go all the way back and say that even if you make the condition at the time of the loan, even at the time of the loan you make the condition, you can't get anything? The Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says that it's sheli. Are he shelo? So we see the Mishnah seems to say that at the time of the loan, if you made that condition, it is a condition. And Rav Nachman has now gone all the way back. He's done full tshuva, and to the extent that he's now against the Mishnah. Okay. Right? Clear? Rav Nachman says, like, Amalei, ani omer asmachta kanya, uminyumi amar asmachta lo kanya. Look at Likud. An asmachta is not really a deal. It's just like a reference. Like an asmachta means that it's.
How is
like
this an asmachta?
We're going to see that now, right? So look at Likutei Rashi. Ani omer say because Amar le Ani omer asmachta kanyo min yumi Amar asmachta lo kanyo. Look at the Likutei Rashi here. There are a few options. Look at the one that says Hainu davar she'enu noten umidato. Can you see that there?
Yeah.
Towards the bottom of the Likutei Rashi there. Yeah, I know what he says. Amala. It says here, Hainu davar, the ain't no ten lo midato, ole ele somech al davar she eino. Okay, so he's not really saying anything to him. There's just implicit in the way things are done, right? The savur koze biadi lasot. Okay, because you think I'm able to do all this. The miresha kimatni. Hey, but when he made the condition originally, adata de lo yahiv le, he didn't really mean to give when the buyer took the loan, he said no problem. He didn't really intend to give him his field, right? De lo yahiv le asmachta kematni de toev esavu lo yavol dekach. He said, no worry, because I'm never going to get to that. He intended to pay back the money. So when he said to him, "When we, if you don't get back to me in 3 years, the field's mine," he said, no problem. There was never really da'at here of the guy. There was no gemirut da'at to have a deal.
When he says no problem.
That's the asmachta, yes. It's not really anything proper. It's just like, okay, it's like a, okay, you know, like get off my back, basically, don't worry. It was not pitume mile, because pitume mile was like, you know what, it could, maybe, it's almost like a pitume mile, right? It's not a real intent here, there's no gemiru da'at, and therefore that's why he's saying over here, amela ani omer asmachta kanya, right, umin yomi amar asmachta lo kanya. But my problem is a little bit different here, because look at Rashi in a second. Look at Rashi. Go to Rashi. Ani omer asmachta kanya. Hayiti ragil lomar kanya akol. Why? The asmachta kanya. That's what Rav Nachman's saying. That's why I used to say that you could get everything. Right? Aval minyumi chaluk alai. Minyumi said differently to me. Vechizrani midvarai. And I've now understood minyumi. And I've agreed with him that asmachta is not a kanya. And that's why I'm telling you now that you can't get anything, right? Baha asmachta hi haftacha ba'alma. This asmachta is a stammer promise. It doesn't. There's no real intention behind
from
it.
From the time of Sha'at.
Even at the Sha'at of Matan, or the Matan, not, it means nothing. Right? Lismoch ad varav. Shim lo yemalei dvarav yiten lo shaveh ma'atim b'mana. So that's what Rav... So his question here is, but we've got a Mishnah that says that. So he seems to be implying here, Rav Nachman, that the Tana of the Mishnah would be of the opinion that Asmachta Kanya, even though he himself doesn't think that Asmachta is Kanya because Ben Yumi has explained it to him. That's how I think we've got to explain it. So now the Gemara says like this, Ulemin Yumi Kashem Adnitin. But that's beautiful, Rav Nachman, that you now tell me you've been persuaded by Ben Yumi. But Ben Yumi is Soter HaMishnah. Right, so now the question is not on Rav Nachman anymore. Now the question is moved to Rav to Ben Yumi. Right, so the Gemara is like this. Ibait Eima. So there are a couple of answers here. The first answer is if a Madnitin Rabbi Yossi he Damar Asmachta Kanya. So it's Machloket Tanaim, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who says Asmachta Kanya, and the other Tanaim who say that Asmachta Lo Kanya. The Ibait Eima. Got a few pages. Ibait Eima. The Amalei Kani Me Achshav. Right. There's a difference between our Mishnah. Our Mishnah takes place. Why? Because he said to him, if you don't pay back the money, it's kani mi achshav. And then he said yes. And that is a stronger agreement than just if you say, if you don't pay me back, I'm going to get the field. And then he means in 3 years' time, and that would be an asmachta. But if he says kani mi achshav, and he says yes, that's not an asmachta. You can't be more clear than that. Right? So maybe that would be the difference between our Mishnah and the case that we had with Rav Nachman. Okay. Amalei mar yanuka. Now we've seen this before, by the way. I'm not sure where we've seen this before, this lashon here of Amalei mar yanuka umar keshisha b'nei Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. So Rav Chizda had two children. Right, the one was called Yanuka and the one was called Keshisha. Yanuka means a young child and the Keshisha means an old person. Right? Now, if you look at Likutei Rashi here, he says like this. Likutei Mar Yanuka Umar Keshisha. Shnei Banim Hayul Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda had two sons. This is Rashi here from Ketubot. Right? Rav Chizda had two sons. V'shem Shneihem Shavin. They're both the same name. Now, if you can call two children the same name, I don't know if you're allowed to even do that. Right? Elisha Agadol Korin Lo Mar Keshisha. The older one was called Mar Keshisha because Keshisha is old. Uletzair Korin Lo Mar Yanuka. And the younger one is called Yanuka. I saw in the notes of the Art Scroll Hebrew version that there's an opinion that it could be the other way around. Mm-hmm. That it's almost like a joke. No, but it's not really a joke. It's because when he was young, when Rav Chizda was young, he had the first one. So they call him Yanuka, meaning that the child is the Yanuka, the young child named after him. And the Keshisha is when he was a Keshish, he had his second child.
And that's what
okay, right. So that would be he's like the Light Lamaki, we call it the Ben Skunim, and that's why he's called Keshisha. Okay. So now it doesn't, for our purposes, it isn't really so relevant. So Amalema, you look at Mamar Keshisha ben Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. Hachi Amrei Nahardai Mishmed Rav Nachman, right? In Nahardai, right? The Nahardaim, they say, in the name of Rav Nachman, right? What do they say? Hai asmachta bizmanei kanya, beloz manei lo kanya. So he takes a bit of a take on Rav Nachman. A little bit, what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi helps us. Bizmanei kanya, kesal kedatach, says Rashi. We think at the moment, what are we talking about? He gives man velo natan lema'otav. Okay, in other words, when the loan is due.
Okay.
That's what it means, bizmana. That when the loan is due and he hasn't yet paid, right, then in a case like that, if he says to him, when he owes him the money, he says, listen, if you don't pay me, I'm going to take your field, then it would be kone. But belozmane, look at Rashi, the belozmane, kodem shehigia. Okay, in other words, before the loan is due, if he makes a comment like that, he was mlo kanya. So now he's a bit of a surprise here, amale. What are you talking about? Ko midi bizmane kane, belozmane lo kane. He says anything bizmane, right? In other words, when the loan's up, according to you, when it was already due, obviously then if the guy hasn't paid any money, he says to him, now listen, if you don't pay me, I'm taking your field. There's no chidush in that. The guy owes me the money, right? And before he owes me the money, why would it call me? He's still got time to pay me, right? I think that's the pshat of here. It's a little bit, so you understand. So therefore, Rav Ashi says to the Yanuk and Keshisha, he says, Dil mahachi kamritu. Maybe you're mistaken. Maybe this is what you meant to say. Ashkeche begozmane. Right? Do you know what go is now? We know, remember what bara is bichutz and go is bifnim. Right? Betoch. Right? Inside. So ashkeche begozmane. Maybe you want to say as follows. If he comes across, you look at Rashi, ashkeche love. Right? He bumps into the love, right? We're not talking about neighbors who see each other every day. This is a guy who lends somebody money and he's not going to see him again for 3 years. Right? And in 2 years later, he's bumping, walking in the street and he bumps into him. Va'amalei kani, and he says to him, kani, kani. Right? But batazmane, va'amalei kani, lo kani. Look here, okay? So look at Rashi there. Ashkechelei, begozmane, va'amalei kani, lo evdena od. Right? If the love says to him, love says to him during this time, right? Begoz mane, and it was before the loan is due. The love says to him, you know what? It's yours. I'm not going to pay you back any more money. Then it's a done deal because he said, I'm not paying you back. It's yours. Right? Look at Rashi. Kani wa kani. The gamar va'akni. There was a gemirut data. Yeah, there was. Right? He had time to pay and he said, I'm not going to pay you. And therefore he pays you. Look at Rashi. De'i lo lamalele mamale. Why would he have said this to him? Unless he wanted to say to him. Halo enya cholach shavatovo. He got no claim against him at the moment. It's still premature. Still got time. So there's no reason that he would have said this unless he really meant that it's yours. So that's what Rav Ashi says, right? One second. Batarzmane. But if when the money was already due, right, now he's in grace period, right? He should have paid it up, he hasn't paid it up yet. Va'amalei kani, then we say lo kani. Right? Then it isn't a deal. Ma taima, right? Look at the Gemara. Ma taima, what's the reason that it wouldn't be kone then? Machmat kisufu de kamalei. Right? Only out of embarrassment. He didn't really want to give you the field, but he saw you, thought, oh my God, how am I going to face this guy? You know what? The field's yours. In a case like that, there was no gemirut da'at. Yeah. There you can't come in. That's it, right? And the gemirut velohi, and he says that that's not the case. He says to the, this is what Rav Ashi said to the boys, maybe this is what you meant to say, but it's not the case. Velohi, why? Because even if during the time when you think that there was gemirul da'at, yeah, it's still not kani. Why? Behind the kamalei kani. So why did he say kani? Why did he say to the lender, it's yours? Kasavar kimate zmane lo leite litradan. Look at Rashi. Lo leite litradan ulidchiye ba'al mishum kisufa. Because he never really had the money. He hasn't got the money. So even though it's in the period, he says to the guy, you know what, it's yours. He thinks now the guy will back off and he'll give him a little bit more time. He won't worry so much about the loan because he's already given me the field. But he actually never really intended to sell the field either. So that's important. Okay, that's the chiddush. Absolutely. Amar Papa, so we're carrying on now on this. Amar Papa, hi asmachta. Zimnin kanya. So now we're talking, remember, we saw that Rav Nachman said, lo kanya. Rav Minyumi said, is kanya. And then we saw all the different, whether asmachta kanya or asmachta kanya. Rav Papa says on this subject, Hi, asmachta zimnin kanya v'zimnin lo kanya. There are types of asmachta that sometimes are kone and sometimes aren't kone. Right? When would it be? Again, like Marty said, we're looking at the psychology now, at the behavior of the borrower, right? To see what really in underlying intentions here. So ashkeche de chashati shachra. If you see on the day that the loan was meant to be repaid, the guy sitting in the pub and he's drinking away there, he's got no problems in the world, he's relaxed like anything, right? Kani, then you know it's yours, right? Look at Rashi. Shatishik, look at Rashi. Bechanut, he's sitting there in the shop, right? Okay, that's what we call a bar, right? Ein ze etzev, he's got no worries in the world, there's nothing troubling him. He just owes you $1 million, but he's as happy like a lock, right? Lachzor achar pidyon sadeh. We see there's no pain. He's not rushing around to try and go and redeem his field. But da tole shakai, and therefore he's forgotten about it. To go, to put it down. It's gone. Forgotten about it. Right. In other words, it is in a case like that. Says your papa, it would be kanya. The kamahapich azuzay. On the other hand, if you see he's running around, turning over every zuz, trying to find money and every possible place that he can find, lo kani. That proves to us that he is making an effort to try and find the money, right? So in a case like that, means he wouldn't sell us. I'm Rav Achim Adivta Ravina. So now Rav Achim Adivta is on this Rav Papa. Rav Papa is pashut. If the guy's relaxed and he's drinking in the bar, so it's a done deal. If he's running around like a chicken without a head, trying to find money everywhere, it's not a done deal, right? That's what Rav Papa says. So I'm Rav Achim Adivta Ravina. Dilma lifpuche pachde keshate. Maybe the real reason that he's drinking is not because he's happy. On the contrary, he's a misery. Yes. He's completely meyuash. He's in despair here. Look at Rashi. Lahafig da'agato. He's trying to release his fear over here. Shedo'eg al'amaot. Dichtiv yayin samach. And the only way that he can go and get a bit of peace out of this is to go get drunk. Because at least he'll find a bit of happiness because he's so miserable. Maybe it's the exact opposite of what you said. Maybe the fact that he's getting drunk here is proof that he hasn't given up. Right? Maybe the other reason why he's so relaxed is because he's already secured a loan from somebody. Right? So he's never not worried anymore. You know, when you owe money and you borrow from somebody else, you're relaxed. Right? Because suddenly the pressure's off you. And Amar Avinas, so that was Rav Papa's arguing on Rav Papa to Ravina. So Amar Avina, so Ravina says to him like this, I kapid bidmei Vadai kani. Look at Rashi. I kapid bidnei. I makpid b'mechirat chefetzav shlo lifchot mishovyan. Vadai kani. Eno chash im tishkas adeus. He says, no. It all depends to what extent this guy's making an effort. If he's got other assets, which he's not selling at a fire sale price, we can see that he's not so desperate. Yeah. He's holding on to the value. He's not going to sell for cheap. I'm not selling my car for cheap now because I owe that guy money. If a guy is in a situation like that, then we say that it's kind, he's giving up on the land. Right? Because if he really wanted the money, he'd be making an effort to do it. So Rav Achim Adivta Ravina. So now on that, Rav Achim Adivta says Ravina, but that's not so partial either. Dil mesavar ki heichi delo titzil arei. We've seen this before, by the way. Maybe what he's really concerned about is looking after the market price. If people see that he's desperate, everyone knows that, right? They say, oh, that guy's in trouble. Okay, so all the what do you call them? The vultures. All the vultures when a guy's what are vultures? Torfim. Or for Torfim. Right, exactly. They're all gonna see here that he's in trouble. An ait, I think, is a vulture, hey?
Ait.
That they're all gonna see that he's in trouble. And they're going to come after him. Yeah, absolutely, right? So maybe that's why he's acting like everything's great. Right? So now our Papa sort of sums up this whole discussion over here and says, I kapid ba'ara vadai kani. He says, no, he says, when it comes to his land, look at Rashi, I kapid ba'ara, he's very particular, he's hanging on to the price of his property. Shelo yimkor shum karka afilu b'shovyo. He says, even if he won't even have any problem, even if he gets the value for it, that's when you know that a guy has given up and not going to make any efforts. We accept that maybe he doesn't want to sell too cheap so people think he's in trouble. But even if he's got an offer at the market price and he still doesn't want to sell because things will only go up in the future, Vadai Kanya. Amra Papa, and another one of Rav Papa's now. Afagavda Amura Banasmachtelo Kanya. Okay, he says, even though we agree that Chachamim has said, and we saw that Rav Nachman would explain that Asmach the law Kanya, they just inferences, right? However, an Asmach is good enough to apotiki havia le migvamina. That's enough to create an apotiki. An apotiki was apotikach. What was that? Does he say it in the notes there? Well, we learned it once before. Yeah, but we had the we said that apotiki is a like an acronym. Apotiki is like you can extend it to say apotikach. I think it was. Remember that, Michael? But make a note there. Apotiki, and we'll have to write down. Then when we had it somewhere, we had apotiki, apotikach, something like that. Right, apotiki. We've seen it a few times. An apotiki is like it's almost like a letter of credit, right? It's almost like a mortgage, right? El apotiki de camera papa. So asmachta lokanya. El apotiki de camera papa mahi, right? Sorry. Asmachta apotiki le migvamina. Sabra avunibre Rab Natan le Rab Papa. Mi kamalei kane le govaina. Where do you see this? That this apotiki here is a case of kind of govina that's basically for collections. And so he pops into the question. And if you say that it is, even if you say you asked Rapapa, where does he know that this is a kani le govina? This gives him the right to go and claim. And if it is, and even if it is a kani le govina, what? Because of that, therefore, it's a done deal. He's bought the field. All he's got is just basically a right to enforce the loan, not necessarily to buy the field. So, what's it? An asmachti, vasmachti lo kanya. At the end of the day, the most it can be, however you look at it, is an asmachti lo kanya. So, how can you even tell me it's an apotiki that that's going to be the reason for selling? Still doesn't help.
Ella. Even
it's apotiki is still a reason to buy. It doesn't mean a kanya, it just means that you've got to pay me money. And I can enforce a sale on that land to collect my money. Doesn't mean that I can buy the land from you. Right? El apotiki de kamara papa mai. So what is this apotiki de papa speaking about? De amale lo yelach piraon elemizo. That's all that it means. Basically, your money, it's almost like a limitation. It actually works against you. It means that the only claim that you've got is on this. You've got another claim on any of my other assets. Look at Rashi. De amale lo yelach piraon elemizo. Af betoch shalosh shanim. Even during 3 years. Right, this is our place. But im ein ani notenecha migufa keneged maotech ad shoshanim tehe kula shelach. And that's what he's saying. If I don't pay you, then this will be yours. Right? Baha amara papa. Da'af agav lo kanya le mihave kula dida la'achar gimel apotiki ave le migu binayt. Belav asmachta nami shavi apotiki. He says, even if you haven't got an asmach that's inherent in this arrangement of the loan, that this is the makor, this is where you get your money from. Right. Kahu gavad azavin la'ar lechave v'achrayut. Now we've got a case where somebody sells his friend land with achrayut, like in the beginning, with achrayut, right? So amarle, and then the buyer says to him, "I tarfu le minai," right? Magvitli miide idi te itlach. So now he's got achrayut. Now Matty pointed out earlier on that if you have a loan, right, that you don't have to pay back the guy from your idit of your idit, right? You don't have to pay him back from your idiot. You've got to pay him back. I think we're bailing it. There's no reason that you've got to pay the guy from your idiot. So here the buyer's asking you, however, I want to know that even though I know that Mikra didn't have to pay him back from idiot, but if I do have to come back to you because one of your creditors come and takes it away from me, I don't need you. Not only do I want from idit, I want from your idei idit, from the best of your idit. Yeah. That's what I want you to pay me back from. And Amarle, and the seller says to him, no, me ida idit lo magvinelach, I won't pay you. However, deba'in le mekam kamak, so those I need for myself. Ele magvinelach me idit achayim idit, but I will give you from idit. So I'm not going to give you from the best that I've got, second best that I've got. Okay, lesof, Tarfumina, in the end, you know, you've got to be careful what you ask, what you wish for. In the end, it happened. And these guys came and they took the land away from him. Now, while this was happening, something else happened. Ata badka. Rashi says bidka. Look at Rashi, the bidka. Shetef nahar. Shatfa le'ide idit. A river came and there was a flood. And this guy's ide idit, his best land, was ruined. I'm still in Rashi. And now when the guy came back to claim, because he agreed, not from the idit, but from the idit, right? He says, you know what? Now I'm only giving you from bain on it. Why? Because when I had idit, so idit was my next best. Now I've only got idit. So I'm only going to give you my next best. My next best is Beinonit. So I've gone down a layer in my wealth. You'll go down a layer now in your wealth. That's what he says to him, right? Shakel Ida, I'm making the girl Ida. So he says to him, Ata Badka, Shakel Ida Idit. And that wiped out his Idit. So now the question is, what's going on here? Does he have to give the guy from his Idit, like he said, or can he give him from his Beinonit? So Savra Papa Lemay, Marmi Idit, Amale, Vakaima. Rav Papa seems to say, look, you said from the Edit, and you got Edit, they were given from the Edit. Rav Achim Edifte, you see, Rav Achim Edifte and Ravina are two people always having a lot to say about what Rav Papa says. You noticed? Mm-hmm. Rav Papa says something, then Rav Achim Edifte to Ravina. Yeah. All about what Rav Papa said, right? So on this issue of Rav Papa seems to imply that he could take from the Edit. Rav Achim Edifte says to Ravina, why doesn't the landowner, right, the guys say to him, Ki amri lach ana magvina lach tava ida idit kayama. When I said that to you from the idiot is when I had ida idit. Hashta kaimele idit, bimkom ida idit. Now I've only got idit. So therefore, obviously, I'm only going to give you now, bain on it. Okay? The Gemara's end doesn't conclude the story there, by the way. Rav Bar Shava have a masik by Rav Kahana Zuzay. So now Rav Bar Shava owed Rav Kahana Zuzay. Was it owed Rav Kahana Zuzay or Rav Kahana Ohim Zuzay? Right, so I said right. Owed Rav Kahana Zuzay, like I said right. Okay, so Rav Shava have a masik by Rav Kahana Zuzay. Owed Rav Kahana Zuzay. And Amarle, Ilo paranelach leyom peloni. If I don't pay you by this and this day, gave mihai chamra. This wine over here. Right, I'm setting aside this wine. You can get your money back from this wine. Look at Rashi there. Gabe mehai chamra upasak damim, and we set a price, right? Pasak damim, remember? They made a price. There was the moment he said, if I don't pay you back, you can get wine and I owe you a zuz, and a zuz will give you 5 liters of wine. Okay, in the meantime, what happens, says Rashi, iyaker. In the meantime, the price of wine went up. So now, if they arrange that he's got 3 liters for his zuz, now suddenly 3 liters is worth more than a zuz. So is he giving him interest? Right? This is Sa'ab Sa'a almost, right? So Rav Ziv Havi Masik Be'er Rav Kuno Amalei Ilo Pran Lachu Yom Ploni Gabi Mehai Chamra Savar Apapa LeMeimar Ki Amrina Asmachta Lokanya. So now we look at this. Now when they did that arrangement, right? This was an Asmachta basically. So it says Ki Amrina Asmachta Lokanya. When did we say asmach de lo kanya? Hanimili ba'ara. Why ba'ara land? The lovely zvuna kaima. Because land is not something which is there to be sold. The guy owns land to farm it on. Right? So when he gives you the land, right? When he gives you the land, it means that as a mortgage, as a pledge, he never actually meant to sell it for you. So maybe there we said asmach de lo kanya. Right? Maybe there's a done deal, right? Then we got no problem. Even though it's gone up, because it was a zuz at the time, it was a zuz at the moment, it was done, right? So Amalek says, no. This is what we said. Call the E lo kani. Whenever we have a condition, E, if I will do something, that's not a kinyan. If you want to make it a master kinyan, you're going to say, I'm posek alecha, this is yours. I might keep it in my rashut, but it's yours. Here we're saying, if you don't pay me back, it becomes yours. That's a very important thing to write down. Call the E. On Chad Kivun. Right. That's good. The Rabbi Yehuda says it's not ribbit. Here we're saying it's lo kone.
Amar Rabbi Nachman.
Hashta the Amur Rabbanan asmachta lo kanya, hadar ara v'hadre piri. Therefore, what he's saying now, since asmachta doesn't kone, not with a kinyan and not with a land, all of them should go back. Lemaimra, the Sabra Rav Nachman, Mechila Betaut, we're trying to say there, but Rav Nachman says that Mechila Betaut, lo have a Mechila. Look at Rashi, what's Mechila Betaut? Look at Rashi there quickly. Mechila Betaut. Ki hai da moche Sabra, she knuya de lokeach. The seller, as far as he was concerned, thought it was sold already. And therefore he said, you can eat it, it's yours. So now what's happening is, it's actually not yours. So while you were eating it, you were eating something that wasn't mine. So what's he saying over here? That Rav Nachman says you've got to give back everything. What, there's no mechila, but if by mistake you thought it was somebody's and you let him have it, you can't be mocher him. If you sell fruits of a dekel to your friend, until the fruits grow, you can change your mind. And once the fruits are already there and they're on the tree, you can't change your mind. Rav Nachman said what? Even if they're already on the tree, you can change your mind. Right? And what was going on? We'll see in a second. We'll come to in a second. Rav Nachman, Modina. That was Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, right? Rav Huna said, only you can change your mind until the fruit has grown on the tree. Rav Nachman said, even if it's on the tree, you can change your mind. And Rav Nachman ever agreed with Rav Huna, De'ishamit v'achil, that if you had eaten the fruits in the meantime before you went back on the deal, lo mafkina, we'll make you pay back the fruits. So we see there's mechila b'taut, was mechina. And it seems to be a theory here with Rav Nachman who says that there's no mechila b'taut, you can't forgive a government mistake. Can we see that? He says, no problem, the fruit's yours, you don't have to worry about giving it back. Okay, we end off over here. Sorry, just the last thing here. So he says, achlo mafkina, so he says, what's the difference? Hatam zvini hachahalva'a. On a loan, there's no mechila. On a sale, there would be mechila.